Good afternoon, everyone. This is Jim Apel with OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at your closing market numbers on this Friday afternoon, but first we'll hear from Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Justin?
Grain futures were mixed today. The Kansas City and Chicago wheat were both higher, with Chicago July being up 4.75 at 7.04 1/4. Then Kansas City wheat was up 4 to 4.5 cents or so. Kansas City July was up 4 cents at 7.32 3/4. We had a mixed day here. We have some rainfall forecasted for next week up in the Midwest where they're planting corn. They're actually getting started right now planting corn, but then Sunday through Thursday there's a weather system that's supposed to be widespread up through the Midwest. It's going to slow down planting for at least about 5 to 7 days, and then if it clears out, they'll get back in the field. And if they're planting corn, you know, it doesn't take them very long because they've got the new technology. And if they can have just a few days, they can get a lot of corn planted. And so if there's not a lot of rain after this storm system, we should see corn continue to get weaker as long as things go good. If rain continues and it slows down the planting season, then corn could stop going down and actually start having a little bit of support. One reason why corn and soybeans were down was there's a lot of talk of the Chinese bird flu going around. And as cases begin to become more widespread, it really slows down their economy as a whole. And with China being one of the biggest buyers on the world market, any kind of hiccup from them on the demand side really hurts prices here in the U.S. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. There's another story here in Oklahoma State released a report that there's a little bit of freeze damage in southwest Oklahoma wheat crop. And I think that's part of the reason why we were just slightly higher here today on the wheat. And then next week we've got a few big changes coming in the grain market with the new hours. We're starting at 7 p.m. at night and trade through 7:45 a.m. the next morning. And then the markets are going to open up to 8:30 and close at 1:15. So we're going from 2 o'clock p.m. close in the afternoon back to 1:15, which is the old closing time. So there's a lot of actually excitement about the earlier close time there. And then on Wednesday, we've got the USDA crop production and supply and demand. Looks like they're increasing ending stocks for corn, soybeans, and wheat. And that's really just a reflection of the USDA report we had last Thursday.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Now taking a look at our markets as they close this Friday afternoon. Kansas City May wheat was up 4.25 cents at 7.26 even. July contract up 4 cents at 7.32 3/4. Chicago May wheat up a nickel at 6.99 even. And the July contract finished up 4 3/4 on the week at 7.04 1/4. Chicago May corn down a penny at 6.29 even. And the July contract finished down 0.75 cents at 6.17 3/4. May soybeans off 10 1/4 points this week at 13.61 3/4. And the July soybeans finished down 8 cents at 13.43 3/4. That's a look at your closing markets on this Friday evening. Have a great weekend, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.